Hey, Ruben.
Hi, good morning, Sal. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. Doing great, doing great. Just following up here, just checking in on you. Is it a good time?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. I see you got a call from Google Guaranteed yesterday, right? Let me see. Yeah, you did get a call from Google Guaranteed yesterday. Go ahead.
And what did it say?
So that one was for Ricky Locke. That's what they searched. I think that was Robert yesterday. Let me see.
Yeah, they said Robert. I send them a message. I called them back. And left a message twice.
Gotcha. So you tracked it as not a valid lead, right?
Because he didn't answer.
Mhm. Okay. Yeah, because for example, I could we could do it either way, right? But for accountability purposes, there's another option there that says not interested, right? So for example, when we know it's a good lead, but they haven't answered, I usually recommend you guys use the not interested to identify the ones that are just completely invalid, right? But that's basically what I see here. But I would recommend you try calling him again today, Sal.
Yeah.
Hopefully he picks up.
Yeah, definitely. I will.
Mm-hmm. So that one, let's see. Because like we said, we haven't had as much exposure from Google Guaranteed, as we did when we had vehicle lockouts on. But we're having a little bit of exposure, but that's enough to at least get this one. Right, this one we got, like we said, Ricky Locke, that was the search that it came up from. So we're just hoping that this evolves even more.
Yeah, the Fletcher one, I left a message, and...
Oh, Jacqueline, that one was the one that came from Google Guaranteed, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this one still haven't, it's a scheduled follow-up needed, so I want to call her back again.
Mm-hmm, gotcha. Yeah, because I see...
Then the other guy, Angel Valeska, I think, they were locked out, and Ada told her, I'm sorry, we don't do car lockouts or car keys. And usually when I'm able to answer, I said, where is the car lock? Because I do car lockouts, but only if they are here in Santa Clarita, 5 minutes, 10 minutes away, because usually they want it from LA and they wanted me early. So they said, if you listen to the conversation, let me see. I don't know if you can listen.
Oh, it's in Spanish, right? Spanish call?
It's good that she speaks Spanish, too.
Yeah, no, that's helpful. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, so in this case, should we ask for the address first? And if it's within that radius,
Yeah, listen to what she said. So...
I'm just going to put it up. Just give me a second. Okay.
Yeah, so we do open cars, but what she needs to ask the location. And if it's Los Angeles, It's going to take an hour. Are you still interested? And if it's in Kingdom Country, Santa Clarita, Bernada Hills, we might be there between 15 to 20 minutes. I'm still interested. And then if they have the price, she will say, the order will call you for give you a price.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So if it's Los Angeles, right, if it's L.A., it's going to take an hour. Or it's, it's going to take about an hour. Are you still interested? That's what we're going to ask. And if it's for, we said Santa Clara, we said about 5 minutes from your location, right?
Yeah. 15, 20 minutes from our location, we can say, if they're in Granada Hills, they're in Silmar, Canyon Country, Stevenson Ranch, Catholic Lake, New Hall, Santa Clarita. We can say we can be there 15 to 20 minutes. And then I can give a call back right away. I usually call right away. Even if they, if I receive the text in the mail,
you get, them, you get the notification instantly?
Yeah. Ada just answered a call, responded to a call.
Okay, okay, okay. Yeah, I mean, I can go ahead and set up, you know, exceptions, basically. So have them ask for the location first, and then, you know, identify where it's from to, you know, respond accordingly.
Yeah, location, even what year is the car, are the keys inside of the ignition or the seat?
So you'd like Ada to ask the location and then what year or what make and model it is?
Yeah, and if the keys are inside the car or the trunk, are the keys in the seat or the ignition?
Oh, where are they stuck?
Yeah.
Oh, so basically, let's say, ask for details in regards to the lockout itself?
Correct. Or because where? Many people say, I'm locked out, and they're thinking that being locked out is going there and give them a key. And if we need to make the key, then that's when we say, yes, not that we don't make keys, but just that we don't do car keys. Because we do make keys for houses, but not for car keys.
But not for cars, So basically, ask for the location. No, and then once it asks for the location, I will let them know, you know, the time frames.
Mm-hmm.
First, ask if they're interested or not. And then if they say they are, ask for the make and model. And ask for the lockout situation details.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what else? What else would you like to cover?
Yeah, if they say that once they find out that the, or once they say, oh, we don't have the key, then is when she responds with a new car key. Especially if it's a year, early model. If it's a classic key, a classic car, I'm lined up to do a Chevy, 1964 Chevy El Camino, and I'm doing a 1966 Volvo. So I can do the classic, and they pay good money because nobody makes them.
Not many around. Okay, okay. So let's have it identified. Okay. So for example, let's say that they don't have the key. When you say that they don't have the key, you mean that it's not locked inside?
Correct.
Right, that they didn't leave it inside, they just don't have it outright?
She can also ask, is this a classic car or a newer car?
Well, that's what I wanted to clear up. Because, for example, when we ask for the make and model.
Okay. That will be.
I believe that would be good enough to identify, right? Let's say from what year to what, let's say from what year to what year do you want to exclude? What do you want to exclude, or what do you want to include that you can take care of? Classic keys.
And then I can give them a call.
What year would you say would be the cutoff from classic to for us to just dismiss it?
I will say 1980.
So if it's anything before 1980,
uh-huh.
You can take care of it. If it's after 1980, then we can dismiss it.
Yeah. Actually, 1990, because in 90, they begin to have those keys from Chevrolet with the chip.
Okay, that's when it started. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So the 1990 is the cutoff then. Anything before that, should we consider it as classic, and we tell them that you can take care of it, and you will reach out.
Correct.
And if it's after that, then we would be dismissing it. That is just in the situation that they don't have the key, right?
Correct.
That
would be only for people that still ask for a lockout that went through the filter, even though we don't do lockouts. And Google guarantee, because they're triggered to ask for a piece. So continue not having lockouts on Google guarantee, because that triggers to ask for keys.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. That was the issue then. Okay. No, that I get it. I get it. This is a very specific situation, but that way we can basically train Ada, right, to make sure that...
Yeah, and kind of save some jobs since they already called.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, it's answering to them on the spot. I noticed some of them are answering it. Do you have any feedback about Ada?
I hear customers say, I want to speak to a live agent. Or when I talk to people, I ask, how do you like our administrative assistant? And then they say, well, she sounds friendly, but I know it's a robot. But if it's all right, you're answering me, and she's getting details. So they're getting a good feedback.
Okay. No, that's good. That's good to hear. Of course, you know, like we mentioned, right? This is something that we will continue to evolve, you know, make better. So, you know, with this little programming it little by little, you know, in you know, these cases, these kind of scenarios like we're talking about, definitely going to help you save some time.
Yeah, and now I hear that she goes when she... When she gets the phone number, now she goes 818-35. Whereas before it's 818-356. It was not clear, but now it is clear.
Yeah, it's much better this way, right? I believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, because that's something we had talked about previously, right? Yeah. On the website, we're working on making adjustments. For example, one of the big things that I saw that we could definitely work on is setting up a contact form on every single page, right? Because let's say when somebody clicks on the ad, it takes them to a specific section of the page. Now, that's the contact form is all the way at the bottom, right? So we want to put it at the very top on every section. We're adding a special offer with the pop-up on every section as well. And we're adding a Google Verified badge, you know, like a little certification. We're going to be adding that as well to the website to, you know, just give the potential client a little more trust. Do you have any other certificate, let's say, that you'd like to show on the website?
Well, we're licensed, we're bonded, we are associated with Aloha.
Aloha, okay.
Yeah. And we are insured.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's all noted there, but I believe it's a good idea if we make it a lot bigger, a lot, you know, more visible, just to make sure that they trust you from the beginning. Of course, as I said, the reviews already speak for themselves, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, people, right? And anything that they find to turn them off, we want to make sure we avoid it.
Yeah, so many elderly people, they ask us, are you insured? Do you have all the credentials?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they ask.
Gotcha. Well, I'm going to make sure it's on the very top of every page. Right? Make sure that there's no doubt on that.
Okay.
Okay. In regards to those offers, like I said, once it's up, I'll go ahead and send you a little notification just so we can check it out. And we'll see how we do with the conversion.
Uh-huh. And how I'm doing with the money, I still have money or no more?
Yeah, we only have a few days left, so we only have
okay.
A few days left. Uh-huh. About,
so they can put more money.
Let me see how much you have. Yeah, so on the 31st, we had 6 days remaining, so it should be good till Monday right now.
All right.
Okay. But I can reach out at that point and we can see how much you wanna add. Okay?
Okay.
Sounds good.
I'll give you my credit card to put it because I don't have cash. I don't have money, but I'll give you a credit card and hopefully jobs that I'll be doing, I'll pay the credit card right away.
Yeah, no, definitely. We can go ahead and make that adjustment. And like I said, we've been cleaning up. We should be getting more and more efficient phone calls within this next month.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any questions, though, as of right now?
No, just keep me busy.
We'll continue to work.
Depending on you.
I'm definitely on it. So if you have any questions, anything that you feel is going to help, please let me know. You know, could send me a little text. You can give us a call so we can make sure we help you out, all right?
All right. Thank you, Ruben.
Thank you so much for the time, Sal. You have yourself a good one out there. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.